This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Andrew Gall. Andrew is with the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. He's with us to talk about a bunch of things. First of all, Annie, with its final run this weekend. There's a big gala coming up.
That's right.
Also, Guys and Dolls. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you.
This is the last weekend for Annie. Tell us about it.
This is the last weekend for Annie. Annie closes on July 10th, and we've added one performance at 2 o'clock on Saturday on July 10th to accommodate ticket demand, but we've had huge crowds and lots of families and lots of happy people coming to see Annie, and the performances are now ending with the entire audience and the cast singing Tomorrow out loud, full-throated. It's okay. Fantastic.
Oh, gosh, I can imagine those people who can't sing.
They don't care by that point. They're just so happy.
Okay. About tickets, so forth?
Tickets are available at our box office. If you come down to our box office, you can pick up tickets. It's 1 to 5 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then 1 hour before curtain time. And that includes the 2 p.m. show. The box office will be open all the way through that. But the fastest way to get tickets is to go to our website, which is www.parkwayplayhouse.com. And we have it set up now so that when you go in and you go to buy tickets, you can actually pick your seats out online.
All right.
It's very newfangled and high-tech, and it works like a charm, and people love it. So if you want Annie tickets, that's the place to go.
That sounds so very technical. It's way over my head.
I sent my dad there, and he's 65, and he got his tickets there. So
I appreciate that very much for all the old guys listening. Andrew, you mentioned to me a gala and then Guys and Dolls. Which comes first? And tell me about both.
Our gala is coming up on the weekend of July 17th, and it is our annual fundraiser, one of our annual fundraisers that we do. The Parkway Playhouse is a nonprofit charitable organization, and this is one of the things that our board of directors does to garner some support for the theater so that we can continue to do things like Annie and whatnot. It's at the Mount Mitchell Golf Course. And if you would like more information or would like to get an invitation to it, you can call 828-682-4285 or send an email to info@parkwayplayhouse.com. I believe it is $75 a person, and it includes dinner and entertainment and a big warm hug.
Once again, the gala is when, what time, and how much?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember what time. It's at Mount Mitchell Golf Course, July 17th, $75 a person. Call the theater for more information. You can also send an email to info@parkwayplayhouse.com.
Guys and Dolls, next on your schedule for production. Tell us about that.
Guys and Dolls is it's a classic Broadway musical. It is very family-friendly. It's kind of like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Mm. In fact, it's from the same period that Bugs Bunny kind of came from, which is the 50s and 60s, and it's a very funny, upbeat, romantic comedy about gangsters, and these aren't these aren't Martin Scorsese, the Sopranos gangsters. These are guys who wear obnoxious clothes, and mm-hmm. they just want to play their dice game, mm-hmm. and the women that they meet. There's lots of bantering back and forth, and there's lots of obstacles in order for the hero and the heroine to get together. And it's got some great songs in it. The song Luck Be a Lady Tonight, which Frank Sinatra made famous, uh-huh. is from this. Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat is probably the signature song from the whole show, and it's great cast, a lot of local folks that are in it. Dominic Aquilino, who played Curly in Oklahoma, is in it. Strother Stingley, who people might remember from Fiddler on the Roof and Music Man and some of the other shows that we've done, is in this. And we've got a whole bunch of local folks. We've got a whole bunch of new people that have never been in a Parkway Playhouse show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Rehearsals are cracking up. It opens on July 23rd and will run through August 7th. And the first performance of Guys and Dolls is our discount night. And also now our discount nights, because of this new ticketing system we have, they're no longer general admission. When they make a reservation, they'll actually get a seat assignment. The first performance of Guys and Dolls, $12 tickets.
Okay, you got the wrap-up of Annie this weekend. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
The gala and then Guys and Dolls straight ahead.
That's right.
We thank you very much for joining us. Andrew Gall with the Parkway Playhouse. We will talk again soon.
Thank you.
For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.